two schools celebrated recognition and Holmes County saw the completion of one project and the beginning of another. I'm Melissa Patrick as we travel back to October. Garraways Elementary School in Raggersville celebrated being chosen by the U.S. Department of Education as a National Blue Ribbon School for its academic and community excellence, making it part of an elite group of schools across the country.
Receiving this award is a great accomplishment, and we are very happy you all are here to celebrate with us. Raggersville is a special school with teachers and staff that truly care about us kids. This is a place where learning is fun. It is a true example of a community school because everyone loves this school, not just students and teachers. We have the best teachers in PTO who put on fun events each year, like the carnival. I am thankful to have come to this school for the past 6 years. Again, thanks for coming and have a great afternoon.
To give you an idea of how prestigious this award is, the United States has approximately 140,000 schools, and less than 1% received this honor. Out of 3,507 elementary schools across Ohio, Raggersville Elementary is one of 13 that received this honor. I want our students, teachers, staff, and community to look to this award as years pass and always remember that you represent greatness. We are very proud of you.
West Holmes School's treasurer, Jamie Mullett, would be recognized as the Outstanding Northeast Region Treasurer by the Ohio School Board Association at the Northeast Region Fall Conference. West Holmes School Board member Tina Zickafoos would also be recognized for receiving an Aptitude Award.
I'm also excited just to see the profession brought to light for what it is. It's a position that there's no others in the district that do what I do. And so many times a lot of people don't understand entirely what's involved in the whole process. I have a lot of responsibility regarding the safeguarding of taxpayer dollars. And of course, with all of the reporting and making sure that we're spending it within the limits that are allowed for different grants and different types of funding that we have. So it was exciting to see that I do have the people that do understand a little bit about what I do each day to obviously nominate me for that.
Following board members have won the OSBA Star Food Award, which means that we give you a lot of credit for doing the test.
For the Aptitude Award, there is a test that you take online for school board members. And when I got my letter that I had passed, it said that there were over 3,400 school board members in the state, and 35 of us had passed had taken the test and passed. So I was pretty proud of that accomplishment. But I want to be the best board member I can be, and the best way to do that is staying involved and gaining knowledge and participating.
East Holmes Superintendent Eric Bune had another full house for the Board of Education meeting in October and would give a statement to those in attendance.
You know, the many things that I think make our community great is our parent and community support of our students and school district and of each other, and just appreciate everybody's attendance here this morning. To remind everybody, the last couple months we've sent a couple letters out to the district and parents to communicate an update. On August 31st and September 20th, we shared letters with our parents and community updating everyone on an investigation of an alleged incident at Highland. As we shared in that last letter on September 20th, that investigation has concluded, and those findings have been shared with the district and the individuals involved in that complaint. Our first priority as a school district is to maintain the health and safety of all of our students, and we take all allegations very seriously and conduct thorough investigations. And as a result of this last investigation, you know, we've done a number of things that we outlined in that letter and would refer you back to some of those things in that letter, but not limited to, but included reviewing and revising some of our locker room procedures and increasing supervision and those types of things, providing additional training for coaches and staff members on hazing, harassment, and other inappropriate behavior. And then third, starting an independent secondary investigation, and that investigation remains open and ongoing.
Spellacy Bridge on Wally Road, which was the covered bridge that had been under construction since the previous fall, was finally completed and a ribbon cutting held. This was a process that pulled in a lot of agencies to make it happen.
Wally Road, I don't know, some don't know this, it got its name from the wall honing the Valley Railroad that connected Loudonville to Coshocton, and it was part of the Pennsylvania Railroad system. Over the years, it became known as the Wally Flyer. Its main purpose was to haul coal and eventually passengers, with 14 passenger depots along the route, one of them being Spellacy, which was kind of a drop-off point for materials and such.
It always makes me happy when I recognize that it's really about the people who live here and care for it. That's what's important. I know that this river is well loved, and we appreciate working with the county. And of course, this bridge, you know, meets a lot of the things that we requested in terms of caring for the river, so we appreciate that.
Chris knows that these kind of projects are long gone from just having one funding source. You have to tie multiple sources together, tie the timing of that money together in order to get the project built. And so the county engineers administer some state and federal funds. Chris would probably say we gave him some money. No, we didn't. He had to earn that. It's very competitive with the amount of funds we have. And so he had to make an application. And this project was obviously scored out very well and earned the money.
Our God-given talents were put together for this project, and we accomplished it. And thank God. Thank everybody. Thank the public. Thank all the teams that worked on this project. So we'd like to dedicate this bridge to the people of Holmes County, residents, businesses, and all the millions of visitors that come see this. We thank you.
While October saw the completion of the covered bridge, it also saw the groundbreaking for the Gerber & Sons addition in Baltic. This would bring in representatives for local officials, the chamber, commissioners, and many other folks, with around 100 in attendance.
First and foremost, I'd like to start by thanking God for his continued blessings on this company, community, and industry. May he always be at the heart of this company as we not only work through this project, but also in our daily efforts. For our customers, the farmers, folks who humble themselves and serve us all by providing food for us with virtually no thanks or fanfare, Ray Miller and his family for selling us this property and giving us an opportunity to stay in Baltic.
Joms, Ohio provided a revitalization grant to defray the cost of site cleanup. The Ohio Department of Development and ODOT provided funding to improve Brickyard Road. And Joe and Dave and the Holmes County Commissioners partnered with the Village of Baltic to establish an enterprise zone to reduce the cost of the company's real estate taxes. So it was truly a team effort.
And that's what this is all about. It's working together as a community and making sure that, you know, the Gerbers had the right things in place and making sure that this came through, because it's going to be a betterment for the community. It's going to be a betterment for the Gerber and the Gerber employees. And that's what it's all about, making sure people have opportunities.
An incident at a West Holmes freshman football game found a New Philadelphia fan, Raymond Corns II, arrested and charged by the Holmes County Sheriff with assault and leaving the scene of an accident after striking two adult males in the stands and then struck another with his car while trying to flee. He would be released on bond. Gerber's Poultry in Kidron found themselves under investigation by the FBI after a raid found more than two dozen minors, mainly from Guatemala, working there. Family, friends, fellow students, and faculty would hold a memorial and said goodbye to a Mapleton High School homecoming queen candidate, Bree McKean, who died unexpectedly after collapsing on the football field. A memorial scholarship fund was set up in her name through the Ashland County Community Foundation. Around the state, as part of the new operating budget, once the 1st of October hit, there were new tax exemptions in sales tax for items related to child care, like diapers and creams, cribs, and car seats. Legislation was signed that would allow Ohio victims of child sexual abuse in the Boy Scouts of America to get a greater share of the settlement. A Franklin County magistrate ruled that stalling the conversion of the Ohio Department of Education to the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce would cause confusion, unrest, and chaos, and allowed it to proceed during the lawsuit. And Governor DeWine would nominate Mike Duffy to succeed Chancellor Randy Gardner when he retires in the Department of Higher Education. A typo in language submitted to the Ohio Attorney General's office restarted the process for citizens, not politicians, in their bid to change how Ohio's legislative maps are drawn. With this trip back to October, I'm Melissa Patrick.